Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Beis. We are holding on daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, about 12 lines from the end of the page. At Esvei Amru Lo Li Rabbi Shimon. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Landrieu, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Bas Simcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. And it's also sponsored anonymously, the Zechusur for Shalema, for Miriam Esther Bas Peril Fredel Pesel, who is having surgery on Friday. She should have her for Shalema, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. And we thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is, we were in the middle of a conversation yesterday about the concept of Lev Beis Din Masna Aleihen. So we're going to discuss Rabbi Shimon's opinion about Lev Beis Din Masna Aleihen, specifically in the context of a lost Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim. Then the Gemara is going to say, well, it appears that there are Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Shimon. Who are those Chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Shimon? The Gemara is going to make four attempts at identifying the Chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara is then going to discuss, what does Rabbi Shimon hold one is supposed to do with the extra Karbonos Tmidin? Meaning the whole discussion about Lev Beis and Masna Aleihem started with a comment about the extra Karbonos Tmidin from 1 year to the next. He always had at least four extra animals that were designated as a Karbon Tamid. So if you can't just say Lev Beis and Masna Aleihem, which Rabbi Shimon doesn't, so then what do you do with those extra Karbonos Tmidin? So that's going to be a discussion. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether, when we have this concept of Ketz HaMizbeach, that we bring things on the Mizbeach to keep the Mizbeach busy, that the Mizbeach should never be empty, so what's eligible to be brought for Ketz HaMizbeach? Are you allowed to have birds be brought for Ketz HaMizbeach, or does it have to dafka be behemos? And then the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that what the Seir HaPnim exactly is mechaper for, that the Mishnah says it's mechaper for Zdon Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav. How do I know that that's true? And at the end of the daf, we're going to get to the line in the Mishnah, why it is that the Mishnah uses a double expression when it describes what the Seir Mishtalech is mechaper for. It describes Shara Averus HaBetorah, Hakalos VaChamuros, Hazdonos VaShkagos, and Asay and Los Asay. Well, Asay and Los Asay are Kalos, and that's included in Kalos. So why does it have to say Asay and Los Asay if it already says Kalos and Chamuros? So that discussion is going to bring us well into tomorrow's daf. So let's begin again. We're holding 12 lines from the end of the page on daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So the Gemara discusses this concept of Lev Beis Din Masna Aleihem, and the Gemara is going to ask on it from our Mishnah. So Esvei Abaye asked Rabba, Amru Lo Rabbi Shimon, Mau Sheyikrevu Ze Baze, that they said to Rabbi Shimon that if you lose the Seir that was designated for the Musaf of Yom Kippur, and instead you replace it with another Seir, and then you find the original lost Seir that was designated for the Musaf of Yom Kippur, can you now be Makrevit for the Karban Musaf on a Yom Tov, on a Rosh Chodesh? So Amar Lahu, Rabbi Shimon said, Yikrevu, yeah, why not? It was designated for a Musaf, so now you'll use it for a Musaf. It was for Yom Kippur, so you'll use it for a Regel, you'll use it for Rosh Chodesh. So Amar Lahu, they said back to him, Howel Ve'im Kaparasan Shava, Heichein Kraven. Well, the Seir of Yom Kippur and the Seir of the Regalim are Mechaper on different things, and the Seir of Yom Kippur was Hufrash to be Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, which doesn't have a Yediyah B'tchila, but does have a Yediyah B'sof, because that's what it's Mechaper for. How can you now bring it on a Yom Tov, on a Regel, which is Mechaper for that which doesn't have a Yediyah Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof, which has no Yediyah at all, which is a totally different Avera, or on Rosh Chodesh, which is Mechaper for a Torah person who eats Kachim, that's Tameh? How could it possibly be Mechaper for a Kapara Sheina Shalo? That's what we saw in the Mishnah. So Amar Lahen, Rabbi Shimon said back, well, Kulan Ba'in Lechaper Al Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. They're all about Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. See, even though each one is Mechaper for a different type of Avera, but since they're all about the same basic, they're all Mechaper for different details of the Avera, but they're all the same type of Avera, so therefore each one can be Mechaper for the other. So Frak the Gemara, Va'amai, but why does Rabbi Shimon give such a Shvera Teretz that, okay, it's close enough, There's such a simpler answer. Why doesn't he just tell them that the reason that we're makriv, the seir that was designated for Yom Kippur and got lost and was found too late, that the reason we're allowed to be makriv on a different yantiv is because lev bezin masalein. That if you don't bring it in Yom Kippur, bring it, that there was a tonight based in Meikara, in the Kedusha of this animal, that you could bring it some other time. Elamai, why didn't Rabbi Shimon give that much better answer than the answer that he actually gave? Because he must not hold that way. He must not hold of the concept of lev based in masna alein. So don't you see that there's no such concept of lev based in masna alein? So answers the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Kamritz, you bring me a raya from Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon Lesley, Lev Bezin Masalein. Rabbi Shimon happens to not hold of the concept of Lev Bezin Masalein, and therefore he has to say that the reason the Seer of Yom Kippur is going to be able to be Mechaper, is going to be able to be used on Rosh Chodesh or on other Regalim, is because it's all about the basic concept of Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav. So, Amar Avidi Baravin, Amar Avamram, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tamidin Shalutzruchu Letzibur, if you have Karbanos Tamid, that they didn't need to be Makriv in the previous year, and you can't be makriv of them now because you need to buy the new Karbanos Tamid from the Truma Chadasha. L'divrei Rabbi Shimon, ein niftin tamimim. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're not allowed to be poda them just as is without a mum, because Kedusha Shabam Leichon Holcha, we don't say B'lev Bezin Masalem. L'divrei Chachamim niftin tamimim. But according to the Chachamim, you could be poda them as tamimim because the Chachamim do hold B'lev Bezin Masalem. So there you have it beferish. That Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold B'lev Bezin Masalem, and the Chachamim do. Yes, hold Lev Bezin Masalem. Rishonim raise a kasha. Why does the Gemara not just say the answer that it said previously as to why Rabbi Shimon doesn't respond the better answer, that Karbanos that are lost, Lev Bezin is not going to be Masna? And that's why Rabbi Shimon has to say that they're all Mechaber of Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, meaning maybe Lev Bezin is only Masna on things that are common. You're going to lose the seer of Yom Kippur? Meaning that's what we said yesterday, that since it's Lo Shchiach, that's what led into the whole discussion about the Paradum. Paradum is also Lo Shriach, and we say Lev Bezin Masalein there. So why don't we give that answer? So Tosus in Dibra Maskel Rebbe suggests that previously we were talking about Siri Yom Kippur that are brought once a year and is uncommon, and they're more kadosh because their dam is nichnas into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you would imagine that they'd be very, very careful with it and it wouldn't get lost, and therefore Lev Bezin is not Masalein. Over here, we're talking about the Seir Chitzon, and there are a lot of Seirim Chitzonim, and the Aveda, so losing them is not as uncommon, so then Lev Bezin would be Masna on it. So losing, it's not that losing Karbanos would be an uncommon event, it's losing a Karban that has an elevated extra level of Kedusha, that would be an uncommon event. The Ran suggests that the Gemara really could have answered the Kasha that way, but the Gemara wanted to inform us what happens to be true, that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold Lev Bezin Masna Aleihem. So the Kasha was, don't you see Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold Lev Bezin Masna Aleihem? So it could have been dochek and said, no, you don't see it because, but the truth is, he doesn't hold Lev Bezin Masna Aleihem. So he said, you're right, that's Rabbi Shimon, and I'll show you it's Rabbi Shimon. And that's why the Gemara said, that Amar Avidi Barav and Amar Avamar Amar Biyochanan, that you see that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold Lev Bezin Masna Aleihem. Okay, so now the Gemara says, you just told me that there's a machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, whether Lev Bezin Masna Aleihem or not. Who are these Rabbanan? Rabbanan the Pligalei de Rabbi Shimon, my Ninhu. Who are the Chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Shimon and hold Lev Bezin is Taka Masna Aleihem? So, four possibilities. Possibility number one, Inemi Rabbanan de Ketores. Maybe you're going to say that it's the Chacham that hold that they were poda the extra ketores, and why are they allowed to be poda the extra ketores? It must be because Lev Bezin Masna Aleihem, and that's against Rabbi Shimon, and those Rabbanan would hold that this, whatever you could do, just like you could be poda the ketores, you could also be poda the extra Karbanos Tamid without a mum. So says Gemara, nah, you can't necessarily prove that just because somebody holds it, you could be poda the ketores, that they would say the same thing about the Karbanos Tamid. Shiny ketores, delo bari iyahu. By ketores, it's different because you don't don't have any other option. You don't have another way to fix it that you have by a Karban Tamid. By a Karban Tamid, what you could just do is let it graze until it develops a mum, and therefore we should take advantage of that option. By Ketores, when there's no other option, that's where we'll say Lev Bezin Masna then. But maybe Lev Bezin will not be Masna on the Karban Tamid, so we're still looking. Who are the Rabbanon that we know, that Behechrech, that it's Mukhrach, that hold, that even by the Karbanos Tamid, we're going to say Lev Bezin Masna then. So says Gemara, attempt number two. El Rabbanon de Para. It's the Chacham that said by the Para Aduma that it's Niftes without a mum. If you found a Para Acheres, Na'a Hemena. That if you found a nicer Para Aduma, the unlikely, right? It's hard enough to find one Para Aduma. In the unlikely event that as you're about to bring one Para Aduma, you find a nicer Para Aduma. So because Lev Bezin Masna, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to just replace it. So this, therefore, the same would be true by the Karban Tamid. Says, that's not a raya. Dilma shiny para de demay yikarin. Maybe a para aduma is different since it's so expensive. So Lev Bezdin is masala. But by other places, maybe Lev Bezdin is not going to be masna. The Toras Chaim raises this question: why doesn't the Gemara just say that you can't bring a raya from para aduma because a para aduma is kachay bedikabayis, and that's why Lev Bezdin is masala? To me, the mar kachay guf, meaning the para aduma is not part of the mizbeach, right? So maybe that's why you could say Lev Bezdin Masna Aleya. So that's a good kasha. Okay, but that's not the answer the Gemara gives. Either way, Para Aduma doesn't seem to be a good example. So the Gemara says, okay, let's try attempt number three. Who are the Rabbanon that hold Lev Bezdin Masna Aleya with the Karban Tamid? Ve'ela Rabbanon de'amrulo. It's the Rabbanon that were participating in the conversation that we just referred to in our Mishnah, that were amrulo to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that every seir is mechaper for something else, that the Rabbanon said, well, what if you lost the seir and then you found you only found it after the Zman was already over and you already replaced it with something else, can you bring it on the next Yontif? So the Gemara understood that the Shaila was that since Rabbi Shimon holds that the Kapara of the Seirim are not the same as one another, and we don't say Lev Bezin Masna, that if you lose one and you find it later on, you could just bring it for something else. So Mela, we're going to ask, what are you going to do with the Seir? So the Gemara says that those who disagree with Rabbi Shimon hold that we agree with you that the Kapara is not the same for Regalim and for Asher Chodesh of Yom Kippur, but since Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem, you're okay. You could bring it for a different kapara, and therefore the same is true by Karban Tamid. Since Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem, so you're able to be poda the Karban Tamid, even if it doesn't have a mum. Says Gemara, no, the Chum that disagree with in our Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah are Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Umimayd Rabbi Yehuda he avachi kamarle. How do you know that it's Rabbi Yehuda that asks Rabbi Shimon and that this is what he's telling him? Bishlam that Bishlam, according to me, what I hold differently than you is that I hold Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem. So even though each Seir is mechaper for something else, I'm not going to have a problem using it for a different carbon because Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem. And that's why I hold that if you find it after Yom Kippur, you can bring it on the next Yom Tov. But l'shitascha, that you say ain't Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem, I'm Yikruvu. How do you know that's his challenge? Dilma Rabbi Meir, maybe whoever's challenging Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Meir, and v'hachi kamarle, and what he's really saying is Bishlam l'didi d'amina kolasim kaparasan shava mishamachi yikrivu. Maybe the angle he's coming at is that the point that I disagree with you about is that you think that each seer is mechaper for something else, and if that's the case, it makes no sense that one will be able to use the Yom Kippur one for the next regular. You could use this one for that kapara. It's a different kapara. I think they're all mechaper for the same thing. That it's all kaparas and shava, and that's why mishmalchi yikruvu. That's why you could be makrav them. Elidacha may yikruvu. But according to you, why can you be makrav them? So the amru lo is not arguing about Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem. Yes, you see very clearly from the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon does not hold of Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem, but you don't see that the people arguing with him do hold of Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem. Hasalein. There's a more fundamental reason that they hold that you could be makriv the lost carbon from Yom Kippur on the next regal. Not because of Leiv Beis Hasalein, but because it all achieves the same kapara. So says Gemara Ella, the fourth and final possibility, Rabbi Yochanan Gamarla, that Rabbi Yochanan says that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon. Let's recall it was Rabbi Yochanan who said it. It wasn't a Detanya, it wasn't a Detanan, it was Tam Ravidi Barav, Namar Vamar, Mamar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said, Tamidin, that are not Hutzuchul Tzibur, Rabbi Shimon holds a rei Niftin Tamimim, and the Chacham hold a yes Niftin Tamimim. Where did Rabbi Yochanan get that idea that there are a Chacham who hold a yes Niftin Tamimim? He had Gemara Gamirla, he had a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim that there's a Machlokas, that Lediv Rabbi Shimon ain Niftin, and Lediv Chacham Niftin, that according to Rabbi Shimon, you cannot be pulled to them Tamimim because we do not say Leiv Beis and Masalein, and according to the Chacham, we can yes be pulled to them Tamimim because we do say that Leiv Beis Din is Masna Alehen. So that's as far as who the Chachamim are that disagree with Rabbi Shimon. Now, we have created a problem according to Rabbi Shimon, because we said according to the Chachamim, every year there's at least four leftover Kabbalah Tzmimim, and I know what you can do with it. You can just be Poda Tzmimim. And Rabbi Shimon says you can't. So now what do you do with it? So the Rabbi Shimon, the less Leiv Beis Din Masna Alehen, Rabbi Shimon who does not hold of the principle of Leiv Beis Din Masna Alehen, may often lehu, what would they do with these Kabbalah Tzmimim that were not needed anymore for the tzibur, and they couldn't use for the coming year. See, the truth is, the Ritva points out, it's not really a kasha on Rabbi Shimon, because you could say, yira achi yistav, who let them graze until they develop a mum, and then use the money l'nadava. What the Gemara is asking is that since they're tmimim, we should do, it would be ideal, since in our current state they're tmimim, not to have to rely on Yeruachi Yistavu, on letting them graze until they develop a mum. I was just listening to Rabbi Breidowitz's Q&A. You know, you think that these halachas of a graze until they develop a mum are so unlikely. He was talking about a case of a Jewish farmer. So we know, so if you have a firm farmer, so he sells his animal, behemim vakeris, he sells it to a nachri, so that, or a portion of it to a nachri, so that the nachri does like a mechiras chametz on the animal, so that when the bechor is born, it won't have kedusha, because if a nachri has part ownership, so the animal is not going to have kedusha. What if you have a balchuva? A guy's a farmer, and he's had his farm for years and years and years. Animals have been giving birth, and he's got a whole bunch of firstborn animals all over his farm. And he says, "I want to be chozer b'tshuva." Now, what are you going to do with the kedusha of all those animals? So then, it's yiruach yistavu. We're back to having it graze until it develops a mum. Or you're not allowed to be matil mum b'katr. You're not allowed to be matil mum in a bechar. So it's like maybe we should make it part of the smicha program. The Gemara says in the beginning of Sanhedrin that the smichas that they used to give is yora, yora, yadin, yadin, yatir becharos. Maybe we should have that again to figure out what's a mum to be matzah. So anyway, so that's what the Ritva points out, that the kasha is, well, we'd rather not have to let it graze until it develops a mum. If you have a karban that has kedusha of a karban and it's a tamim, it would be great if you could do something with it. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mekitzin ben hamizbeach. They'd be makrivit for ketz hamizbeach, meaning when the mizbeach was otherwise empty, there was no other karbanos. To be makriv, they would use it. They would use it at that time. The Rashi explains the reason Rabbi Yochanan wants to say this is because just like we find that Rabbi Shimon holds in our Mishnah by the seir that was not born in Yom Kippurim, that you bring it in the next Yom Tov, because they're all mechaper for the basic concept of Tumas Mikdash Kutashav. So you see, even though it's not being brought mamish for the very same kapara that it was hufresh for, but since it's being brought for a kapara that's somewhat shayich to it, you could still bring it. So too, tamidin that were bought for the sake of a carbon tamid, that were initially designated for the sake of a carbon tamid, which is an ola, and they ended up not being needed, you could bring for Ketz HaMizbeach, because it's a different type of Ola, meaning it's also a carbon Ola. So you see, Rabbi Shimon holds approximately the same need is good enough. Now the Ritva raises the question, if it's being learned from our Mishnah, the Gemara should have said that it should have said so. It should have said, just like Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah that the Seir for the Muslim Yom Kippur could be used for the Muslim, so too the Talmud could be used for Ketz HaMizbeach. It doesn't say that, it just says, use it for Ketz HaMizbeach. And also, why does the Gemara explain explain in the Hemshech that the Siri Chatos are not Gufam Karav because of a Gezeira, that you cannot bring them. If the Makar is in the Mishnah, so we can only learn from cases that are similar to the Mishnah, that they're both a Chatos, that they're both an Ola, like the Tamidin. But Siir Chatos to be brought as an Ola, that we wouldn't have a basis to learn from the Mishnah. So why does the Gemara have to say, oh, and there's a Gezeira that if it's a Chatos, then we can't use it for Ketzah Mizbeach, for an Ola? It should be obvious. There's no source to use it. So therefore, the Ritva disagrees with Rashi. He says, no, Rabbi Yochanan over here is not based on our Mishnah. It's based on the Svara, that since being Poda, a Karban Tamid, is a great Chiddush, because in the Torah we don't find the Pedia of Karbanos outside of the Behemah Tameya, where it says, Upada Ba'erkecha, but not by a Behemah Torah. And in order to be Poda, you have to say, Lev Bezen Masna Lev. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that to me, it's better to be Makrav the Karbanos Tamid, because to be Makrav them in the Zbech, you don't need to say Lev Bezen Masna Lev, to be Makrav as Ketzam Zbech. It's as if it's Musnav Yomid, and it's only by Siri Chatos that you don't bring them as well because of a Gezerah, as the Gemara is going to say. Okay, so fundamental machlokas, Rashi and the Ritva, what the basis for Rabbi Yochanan Mekitzin Ben Asam Zbech? Is it based on the halacha in our Mishnah that you could repurpose a seer that was lost and found too late? Or is it just a svara? So the Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Shimon, there are certain karbanos that cannot be brought in the Mizbech. Amar Rav Shimon bar Yitzchak, umod Rabbi Shimon b'sirei chatos. Now let's say you bought sirei chatos with the Trumas HaLishcha, and they were left over, and it's already over Shnasa. So Shein Mekitzin Begufan. You cannot use that very same animal for Ketzah Mizbech, Ela B'demehen. What you have to do is, you have to let it graze till it develops a mum, you sell it, you use that money to buy an Ola for Ketzah Mizbech. And the reason for the chilik between Tamidim that are brought themselves, where the animal itself is brought, and the Chatos, where it's not, is Hachu D'meikara Ola V'hashta Ola, Avol Hasum D'meikara Chatos V'hashta Ola Gezer Liachar Kapara Atul Lefnei Kapara. That over here, it was an Ola, as a Korban Tamid, it was an Ola, and now as Ketzah Mizbech, it's an Ola, so that's fine. But by Siri Chatos, originally it was a Chatos, you were mafresh it as a Korban Chatos, and now you want to use it for Ketzah Mizbech, which is by definition an Ola, so even though Me'ikar Adin, you could do that, but it's a Gezeira, that since they were Choshish, that if you bring it as an Ola after the Tzibur was ready in the Schaper with some other Chatos that took its place, you're going to come to be Makrovet as an Ola even before the Tzibur was in the Schaper with another Karban, meaning you're going to take any other chatos that the tzibur has not achieved a kapara with a replacement yet, and you're going to bring that chatos as nola, and that would be terrible. The karban would be possible if you brought just a regular chatos instead as a karban ola. The Rishonim point out, the Rimi Gash points out that based on what the Gemara is saying, that after kapara you're not makrav siri chatos, that which the Mishnah says that the Siri Yom Kippur that got lost, that you could bring them on another Yom Tov, it's something about that you didn't, were not makrav a Siir Yom Kippur at all. Because then you could bring the Siir on the later regal as a Tashlumin for Yom Kippurim. But if you already makrav another Siir on Yom Kippur, then you cannot bring the Siir on another regal, because if you brought the Siir, you'd violate Bal Tosif. So it must be that the Siir that you find, in that case, if you already brought another one, you'd have to let it graze until it develops a mum, and you would say Yiplu Damav L'Nedava, which is a great chiddush. That doesn't sound like that's what it was talking about. So anyway, so says Gemara, Amar Abayi Afana Nami Tanina. I'll have a brisa that proves this point, that according to Rabbi Shimon, if a carbon chatos got lost and is found, you cannot bring the animal itself for Ketzah Mizbech. You have to let it graze until it develops a mum, sell it, use the money for Ketzah Mizbech. Because here's the brisa, Parvisar Yom HaKippurim sha'avdu v'hifrish acherim tachteyam. If you have the par in the Sar Yom HaKippurim that get lost, and you're mafresh other kabbalos in their place, v'chein si'iri avodazara sha'avdu. And similarly, if you have si'iri avodazara where the tzibur did avodazara based on a mistaken hora'a of Bezdin, and they're mafresh a parli ola and a si'ir lechatas, and they get lost, v'hifrish acherim tachteyam, and you replace it with others, kulan yamusu. You bring them into a locked room, and you don't give them anything to eat or drink, and they just die of starvation. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon omrim, yiru achi stav. No, let it go. Graze in the field. Eventually, it will develop a mum via machra, and then you sell it via pletmeim l'nedava, and then you'll use that money for a nedava. The reason they don't hold yamusu is because she'in chatos tzibur mesa, that a chatos tzibur should not be brought into a room to die. The din of chamish chatos mesos, that one of them happens to be a chatos and a schapru ba'aleha, that if you have a korban chatos where the bailam already got kapara by a replacement animal, that's only by a korban yachid. That's not by a korban tzibur. Vamai, why does Rabbi Shimon hold that you have to let it graze till it develops a mum? Why don't we say nikravu inu gufayu ola? Don't let it graze. Just say, okay, I don't need it anymore. It's a korban chatos that the kapara has already been taken care of with a different animal. But let me take this very animal and bring it on the mizbeach. Elav shma minah gzeirah le'achar kaparah tulfnei kaparah. Ah, must be that we're correct, that you have this gezerah that I cannot bring it on the mizbeach, because the Chazal made a gezerah that if I bring it on the mizbeach after I already achieved kaparah with a different animal, I might come to bring it on the mizbeach even before I ever achieved kaparah with a different animal. So Amar Rava, afananami tanina. Rava says, I'll bring you another raya. We have a Mishnah, Mesachas Yoma, Daf Samach Beis, about the Shnei Seirim that they had to bring on Yom Kippur, and they would make garolos, one na Hashem, one na Azazel. So if after they made the garol, one of the Seirim die, so they bring another set of Seirim, and they make a new garol. So now you have Shnei Seirim for one purpose, and one Seir for the other. Right? The Mashal, you had a Seir la'Azazel, Seir la'Hashem, Seir la'Azazel drops dead. So now I bring a new Zug. So now I'm going to be left with two Seirim la'Hashem, and one Seir la'Azazel. So one of the, obviously I can only use one Seir la'Hashem for a Seir la'Hashem. So what do? Vasheni Yirachi Stoiv. Let the other one graze until it develops a mum via macher and sell it via dumb the nadava and use the money for Ketza Mizbeach. Why don't we just say lock it up in a room and let it die? Because we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon that a chatos tzibur is not mesa. But va'amai, why do I have to let it graze until it develops a mum? Yikrav iugufei ola. Meaning, once we're saying like Rabbi Shimon, so why can't I just use it as an ola? It must be that we say such a gezerah that I'm afraid that if I'm going to be allowed to bring it as a korban ola after I already achieve my kapara with a replacement, then I'm going to come to bring it as an ola even before I ever achieve a kapara with a replacement. So another raya, Amar Ravina Afananami Tanina, I also have a raya that according to Rabbi Shimon, a chatos cannot be brought as an ola. Asham Shemesu Baal Vashon Schapru Baal. If you have a korban asham that either the bailum died or the bailum already got a kapara with a different animal, so it's a three-way machlokas. Yirachi stoiv, the Tanakama holds, let it graze until it develops a mum, v'yimach ribu dam zundava. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yomus, no, let it die. Rabbi Lazar, that was Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi El-Azar, is a girsa issue, whether it's Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi El-Azar. Rasha says it's got to be Rabbi El-Azar, because that's what it is in Maseches Tumura. Rabbi El-Azar Omer, yavi bidamav ola, that use the money for a carbon ola. So, Vilikrav Hagufa'ola. What do you mean use the money for a carbonola? Use it for a carbonola. Why not just bring it as a carbonola? Elav, Gzeru Leachra Kapara Atul Fnei Kapara Shema Minah. So it must be that it's Gzeru Leachra Kapara Atul Fnei Kapara. The Gemara Maseches Tumura says, well, wait a second. What did Rabbi El Azar say different than the Tanakama? According to the Tanakama, after it develops a mum, you sell it, and then what do you do with the money? It goes to the Nadava. Isn't that exactly what Rabbi El Azar is saying? Rabbi Lazar is saying they use it as the money as a carbon ola. Not in itself, but use the money as a carbon ola. So the Gemara says, since according to the Tanakhama, it has a din of a carbon seabor, you don't do smicha on the karban, and you don't bring the sachim. But according to Rabbi Lazar, it has a din of a karban yachid. So you bring the karban, and you're soma, you do smicha on it, and you shecht it, and you bring the sachim together with it. So that's what Rashi points out. That's what the Gemara says, is the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Lazar. The Ritva says another chilik is about an olas ha'of, that if the karban is a karban sibor, like the Tanakama, so you cannot buy olas ha'of with it. But according to Rabbi Lazar, that it's a carbon yachid, you could buy an olas ha'of with it. The reason Rashi doesn't say that, Chilik the Marsha says, is that even according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't buy an olas ha'of with it because the kohanim don't have a chelik in it, and you need a carbon that the kohanim have a chelik in it. Okay, but that's the three-way machlokas, and that's the third raya that Rabbi Elazar holds, that you cannot take a chatos itself and use that as an ola, even after you've already achieved kapara with something else, that you have to only use the value of that chatos. Tanya nami achu, we have a brisa like Rabbi Yochanan, mahin mevin min amasaros, what would they bring with the leftover karbanos sibur that are left from 1 year to the next? So kayitz kivnos shuach lamizbeach, they would bring a dessert like white figs that are called kivnos shuach, they would be makrav, to be makrav them on the mizbeach. So vaksiv ki chol sar v'chol dvash, what do you mean? They're bringing figs on the mizbeach? Doesn't the Torah say chol sar v'chol dvash lo saktir mimenu yishel la'ashem? So all peros ilan are considered to be dvash. That's the assumption that Rashi says. So even though we're not talking about dates, we're talking about figs. Dates produce honey. Figs do not produce honey. But nevertheless, all sweet fruits are considered to be dvash, and you're not allowed to bring it on the mizbeach. You're not allowed to bring peros on the mizbeach. So meaning what we call peros, you're not allowed to bring fruits on the mizbeach, the fruits that are sweet. So Tani Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina explains that whatever was left over, they would bring us karbanos mamish on the mizbeach. When it says keitz kibnos shuach, that's a mashal that it's kibnos shuach la'adam. The same way that we enjoy a sweet, delicious dessert, the mizbeach also enjoys. Meaning, we often use the term achilas mizbeach, that it's as if the mizbeach is eating, the mizbeach is having a meal. So we give desserts to the mizbeach. It doesn't mean that we're actually going to use a fig. Obviously, you're not allowed to bring peros on the mizbeach. So darsh of Nachman Rav Chista. You don't bring an olas ha'of as keitz ha'mizbeach. Amarava, hay burcha. That is baich svara, meaning where do you get such an idea that you don't bring an olas ha'of for keitz ha'mizbeach? You're just making stuff up. You're just throwing things against the wall, seeing what sticks. So amalei Rav Nachbar Yitzchak l'Rava, my burcha, so why do you say that that's just some exaggerated, made-up idea? I said this to Rav Nachman, and it was in the name of Rav Simi Min Arda that I said it. Him. Damrav Shimi Minarda, Mosaros Lenidvas Sibur Asli, Behemos that are left over from the previous year, you bring them for Kabbalah Sibur, Ve'in Olasof, Betsibur. And there is no Olasof that's Betsibur, and therefore you cannot use for Ketzam Zbeach. You cannot use an Olasof. So the Gemara explains that even Shmuel also holds like Rabbi Yochanan, says that Tamidim that you don't need for from 1 year that are left over for the next year, that you bring for Ketzam Zbeach. Vav Shmuel Lahad Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel also agrees to that which Rabbi Yochanan says. Dom Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel, Karbanos Sibur Sakin Moshachton L'Mashahein. The Sakin Ashchita, the Shchita knife, is Koveya, the shame of the Karban for what it was originally Hufrash. Meaning, if you have a Karban Tamid, so even though you can't bring Makrovit as a Karban Tamid, you bring it as an Ola, since it was originally designated as a Karban Ola. Tamid is a type of Karban Ola. So Shmuel holds that the Behema itself is brought for an Ola, which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said, that you use that animal itself. You're not poda it. You use that animal itself as the carbon Ola. Tani Nami Achi, and we have a brisa that supports it. Moda Rabbi Shimon b'seir shem lo karav beregel yikav rosh chodesh. That Rabbi Shimon says that if you cannot bring the sirei aragalim on the regel, you bring it instead of rosh chodesh. Vim lo karav rosh chodesh yikav yom kippurim. Vim lo karav yom kippurim yikav beregel. Vim lo karav beregel zay yikav beregel acher. That you can repurpose it for any of those three, for Yom Kippur, for Regel, for any of the Regal, for Rosh Chodesh. Shem Tchilasa lo ba el lechapra al mizbeach hachitzon. Because at the time that you're mafresh the carbon, it was meant to be mechapar on the mizbeach hachitzon, and that's exactly what you're using it for. So you see that Rabbi Shimon holds that in order for a carbon to be hukrav on the mizbeach, after the time for the originally designated carbon is over, you need to bring it on the mizbeach hachitzon. It's going to be at least mechapar for something very similar to what it was hukdash for. And even though it's not exactly the same kapar, it's close enough. So too, the carbon tamid that was hukdash as a carbon ola, you could still bring as a carbon carbon ola. But so it's not a carbon tavit, but it's at least a carbon ola. Now, we happen to have mentioned over here this idea that peros, to bring benos shuach, that would be unthinkable to bring figs on the mizbeach, because the Torah says that kol sar v'chol dvash lo saktiru. So he says a little bit of a chiddush that's called kol dvash lo saktiru. What does that have to do with dvash? So Rashi writes that all peros ilan are sweet, and therefore they have a din of dvash. Included in the dvash that the Torah asks are all peros ilan. So the poskim discuss for how many halachos in the Torah do we consider all peros to be dvash? The basis is the Mishnah LeMelech writes in Ilchos Yisurim Mizbeach about hechsher may peros lekabalas tuma, right, from the din of dvash, and it's one of the shivim mashkin that's machshir lekabal tuma yad shach adam. So the dalid is dvash. Does that mean apple juice is machshir lekabal tuma? Does that mean orange juice? Does that mean all may peros, that it all has the din of dvash, and therefore it's all going to be machshir lekabal tuma? So it's machlokas rishonim about the bracha that one recites on dvash. We're learning this in Smichas Chaver. The Bahag Shita is a dvash tamarim that a person eats just raw date honey. You say bari priya eitz, and when the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that the bracha on dvash is shakol niya b'dvaro, that's only if you mix it with some water. But if it's be'en, if it's pure date honey, it's bari priya eitz, says the Bahag. Well, the reason that he holds that way, the Rashi and the Rashba explain, is because the pasuk when it lists the shivas haminim that the Eretz Yisrael is in the shtabach with, it says udvash. It doesn't say tamarim. So it must be that it's referring to dvash tamarim. So the dvash that flows on its own from the tamarim, which is one of the shivas haminim, and therefore you say baruch pri eitz and bracha achas mein shalosh, and you don't compare it to mashke that comes out from rimonim or from te'enim or things like that, because that is drawn out by crushing it and by squeezing it. But that which flows on its own, which is dvash tamarim, you would say baruch pri eitz. So you see, according to the Rush, at least in explaining the sheet of the Ba'ag, that even though that which comes out of other peros could be included in dvash, and you'd say, meaning even that which comes out of other peros could have been included in dvash, and you'd say baruch pri eitz, it's just that we're talking about the pasuk is only talking about a mashka zav me'elav mina peros, and shar mashkim it's not zav me'elav, but otherwise it would have been eligible for the baruch pri eitz. Why? Because it is on some level it has a din of dvash. The Chassam Sofer says that no, whenever the Torah uses the lashon of dvash, it could mean kol mine metika, like our sugya says. But nevertheless, the dvash that it talks about in the pasuk of the shivas haminim is dafka dvash tamarim, and it's not kol mine metika. Because if it meant kol mine metika, why would it say gefen and te'ina and rimon separately? The fact that it identifies other peros ilan tells you that over here this dvash must be dvash tamarim. La halacha, most poskim say that you never say baruch pri eitz on dvash tamarim. It's always shakol niya b'dvaro. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter now. Valzdon tumas mikdash gudashav sira nasa bifnim. For zadon tumas mikdash gudashav the sira nasa bifnim and yom kippurim are mechaper. So minan imili, how do I know that the sira pnimi of yom kippur is mechaper for tumas mikdash gudashav? That's done bimezid ditan rabban, because we have a brisa that the Torah says about the sira pnimi of yom kippur v'chiper ala kodesh mitumos bnei Yisrael, and goes on umi pishehem lechol chatosam. So pshaim elu hamiradim. When it says pishayhem, it means averos that a person does lahachis, that a person does bimezid. V'cheinu omer, it's muchach in the pasuk that way, because the pasuk in Melachim Beis, Yehora Melech Yisrael, says to Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda, Melech Moav, Pashabi, that he rebelled against me, that he went against me. So Yehoshaphat wanted him to go out with him to war against the Melech Moav. How do I know that Pshia that he's referring to is a merida, that it's some type of rebellion? Ve'omer, Pasuk also says, another Pasuk in Melachim Beis, Oz Tivsha Livna Be'esahi, that the Ir Livna was morayed b'malchus, was morayed against the Melech Yehuda. So you see that Pshia means a lashon of merida, it's a lashon of a rebellion. Kayin. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk of the Kapar of the Seir HaPinimi, when it says the Chol Chatosam, what does that mean? So now I know what Pshaim means, but it also says the Chol Chatosam. Chataos El Ashkagos. That's for Averus Arudan B'Shogeg. So how do I know that it's referring to Averus B'Shogeg? V'cheinu Omer, Nefesh Kisechta B'Shkaga, that it's Muchach that a Chet always means Shogeg. So the Rishonim raised the question, how could the Seir HaPinimi be Mechaper for both a Mezid and a Shogeg? The Gemara on Daf Chesem Beis darshans from the Pasuk Achas B'Shana, that it says by the Seir Yom HaKippurim that it's only Mechaper Kapara Achas, and it's not Mechaper Shtei Kaparos. And over here we have that it's Shtei Kaparos. So Tosus and the Ritva suggests that since the Pasuk says Beferish that it's Mechaper for both a Shogeg and a Mezid, we cannot use a Drasha to be Memait anything that's Mefurish in the Pasuk. It's only going to be Memait that it shouldn't be Mechaper for things that other karbanos are mechaper for. But so that's what we're being memait, that you cannot use this karban to be mechaper for something that other karbanos are already mechaper for. But that which is mefurish in the pasuk that it's mechaper for, we're not limiting that. It's able to be mechaper for. And then we said, the Mishnah had said, al shara veir shabatara akalos vachamuros hasdonos vashkagos, and when I say hoda velo hoda asei velo sasei krisos mises bezin, the seer mishtaleach is mechaper for all that. So frankly, Gemara, hainu kalos as hainu kalos, hainu ase, velos ase. Ases and los ases are generally the kalos. Chamuros, hainu krisos mises bezdin. And chamuros are generally the krisos mises bezdin. And hoda, hainu mezid. Things that you knew about, that's just the definition of mezid. Lo hoda, hainu shogeg. That's just the definition of shogeg. Why is the Mishnah so redundant? Sam ravida hachi kamar. No, what the Mishnah means says as follows. Al shar ve'er shabitora, ben kalos, ben chamuros. Ben shasan b'shogeg, ben shasan b'mezid. Whether it's a kal or a chamor, whether you did it b'shogeg or mezid, osan shasan b'shogeg, if you did it b'shogeg, beinoda lo sveikan, whether you knew before Yom Kippur that you ate the safek chelev, bein lo noda lo sveikan, or you didn't know before Yom Kippur, and all those things Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper, ve'eluhen kalos, and these are the averus kalos, ase velos ase, ve'eluhen chamuros, krisos u misos bezdin. So that's how to read the Mishnah, that it's elaborating on itself. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Hai Asei Hechidani. Everyone have a wonderful day.